reliable and responsible power attracts and sustains local economies. We are the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas, your local energy partners.
North Arkansas Electric Cooperative members have 24/7 access to their account through the member account portal at naeci.com. After logging in, you can view your bill, make a payment, and see your daily usage. In addition to the portal at naeci.com, you always can stop by the co-op's office or call 870-425-2141. At NAEC, membership has advantages.
North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Well, it is baseball with the 7-0 lead as we move into the second quarter here at Bomber Stadium. Matt Sharp joined by Bob Bird this evening. Tim Tibbs, our studio engineer and studio host tonight. And, you know, this Mountain Home is they're putting together quite a drive right now.
Well, they are. You know, third down right at the 21-yard line. You know, it's third and about seven, but, you know, really, you got two downs to make this. You don't have to try to make all of it on one down. You want a good positive play right here. If you don't make the first down, you want to be able to line up on fourth down and go for it and have a good shot at it. High formation, a little bit different look right here.
It is third and six at the Batesville 17.
Oh, no.
And looks like a couple flags out on the field as that ball really didn't go anywhere, but see what the flags are.
Well, we had a guy run in off the sideline at the very end. The referee, you have to get inside the numbers, I think, in order. You can't just come right off sidelines and line up. He is trying to get the receiver in closer. We sent a man in motion, so we had two guys moving at the same time, which you can't do.
Right. And the officials are still conferring. But it looks like Mountain Home is prepared to back up. We are 5 seconds into this second quarter. Again, Batesville with the 7-0 lead.
And that's just a bad mistake right there. You come out of a timeout and you don't have the right personnel on the field. Somebody wasn't paying attention or listening on the sidelines when you run the team back out there. We came out with 10, tried to get the 11th one out there, and it was just a miss.
Okay, let's see what the official signal is here.
Illegal substitution.
Illegal substitution. They're going to decline the penalty, and it's going to be fourth down for Mountain Home. The ball is at the 16-yard line, I believe.
Right, if that receiver doesn't get it, if that offensive player doesn't get inside, like I said, I believe it's the numbers when he comes into to the ball game, it's illegal participation or illegal substitution.
So it's going to be fourth and five from the 16, and Mountain Home's going to go for it. 11:46 left in this opening half. McKay under center, flexbone formation behind him, and he's going to pass to the tight end. And is he going to reach the end zone? He is! Yes. Touchdown, Mountain Home!
Well, nice job, David Waymire, that time, reaching up and grabbing that ball, and he got hit pretty good, was able to spin and get across the goal line for a touchdown.
David Waymire with the 16-yard grab, and Mountain Home is on the board.
And that's quite a completion for your first pass completion of the year.
It really is. So Mikey McLean on for the extra point.
McLean to attempt the extra point.
And the snap is down, hold is down, the kick is on its way, and good. So, with 11:38 left in this first half, Mountain Home and Batesville knotted up at 7 apiece. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Arkansas is much more than a great place to live, work, and play. It's also a great place to save for college, thanks to the Arkansas 529 College Savings Plan. Hi, this is Treasure State Dennis Milligan. You can get started for as little as $25. You'll be giving a forever gift to your child or grandchild and receiving a state income tax deduction. Visit Arkansas529.org today.
To learn more about the Arkansas 529 Plan, its investments, objectives, risks, and costs, read the official statement available at Arkansas529.org.
This is Lily Higley. I want to thank you so much for your donations to the Salvation Army Summer Camp, Camp Pardo Hills. Your generous donation helps send 50 kids from Mountain Home to our week-long summer camp in Oklahoma. We had a great time meeting new friends, hiking, swimming, singing camp songs, and learning about Jesus. Thank you again for your generous donations to the Salvation Army. You helped to make my summer camp great and amazing, and I'll never forget it.
Well, Dave Waymire with the 16-yard reception there, but it looks like he kind of paid for it there a little bit there, Bob.
Well, he did. He took a good shot right under the shoulder pads right there, and that's a hard shot. It'll knock the breath out of you, and it hurts. And we hope that's just all it is right there, is just a blow that knocked the breath out of him. And once he regains his composure and realizes where he's at, he'll be right back out there.
Ewan Platt to kick off to Batesville. The ball goes out of bounds at about the 6-yard line, so it looks like Bates will have the ball at the 35.
That's not a bad thing. I'd just sooner give them the ball at the 35 than take a chance on a kickoff return.
Absolutely. So Batesville will have it first and 10. This game tonight is brought to you by Baxter Regional Medical Center, as they serve patients in a two-state, 14-county area of north central Arkansas and south central Missouri, providing excellent care for every patient, every time. Again, first and 10 at the 35 for Batesville with 11:38 left in this first half. I believe they've switched quarterbacks. I think they've gone with Hayden Childers now. And looks like the handoff will go to about the 41-yard line. So a gain of 6 there by Cedric Hall.
Just the old pitch play out of the I formation right there. Just pitch it deep to the tailback. Let him get a ladder until he sees the spot and get up the field. And good job. Once again, their offensive line does a pretty good job of blocking out there.
So, again, Hayden Childress out to quarterback for Batesville. And I guess these two would alternate last year for junior varsity quite often. Hayden Childress under center, offset eye formation behind him. He's going to pitch back to Hall as he goes to his left, and he is into Mountain Home territory, and he is maybe gone. Boy, Cedric Hall with a lot of speed, and he is in the end zone. Touchdown, Batesville.
Well, we didn't do a good job of playing that at the point of attack. You could see that. We got kicked down and kicked out and blocked down on, and there was just a gaping hole there. Got to do a better job of coming up to support the run from the safety position. Also, got to get your linebackers out there and seal that off.
59 yards for Cedric Hall on the touchdown run. And it's just like that. That drive took looks like about 54 seconds or some less than a minute.
You know, that can be an explosive team. They've got tremendous speed in the backfield, and you can't give them a big seam like that to run through.
It will be Nelson Romero to try the extra point for Batesville. Snap. Here's a snap. The hold is down. The kick is up and good. So with 10:46 left to play in the first half, Batesville quickly back on top, 14-7. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
With RMS Bank, there is no fumbling for great customer service. We understand you expect a lot. Stability, convenience, quality, and service. With online banking, mobile check deposit, agri loans, and friendly full-service banking, we are the only bank you need to know. All of the services of a large bank with personal, caring touch of a neighborhood banker. Proud supporters of our community, Arvest Bank, member FDIC. Go Bombers!
With 10:46, let's play in the first half. Mountain Home trails Batesville 14-7 after a 59-yard run by Cedric Hall. Batesville back to kick. Romero gets the kickoff, and looks like it's going to go out of bounds once again, and the Mountain Home will have the ball at their own 35 as they are moving right to left in the second half.
Boy, he's got to be a little upset about that because he's got a strong leg. He just seems like he tries to overkick it too much.
I tell you what, I was talking to Dave King earlier today, Bob, and you know, He didn't mention any, as far as any for college prospects, any for Cedric Hall, but he's got to be getting some looks.
You know, anybody with quickness like that, you know, a lot of times they'll wait until the middle of the year right there before they actually start looking at them real hard and seeing how they're going to play and see if they're going to be eligible. And there's just so many things they look at.
Isaac McKay under center is his first and 10, mounts on with their own 35. And it looks like he will hand off. Believe didn't see who got that.
Well, that was a little counterplay right there out of the wishbone, and we didn't do a very good job up front blocking it. They either had us outnumbered or we didn't block it very well because we lost about a yard.
Yep. It is going to be second and 11 at the 34-yard line of Mountain Home. Ten minutes, 10 seconds left to play in this first half as Mountain Home comes to the line. And again, Isaac McKay under center. Looks like an I formation this time.
Yep.
And he's going to hand off to Junior Williams, and Williams will get to about the 33-yard line, I believe. So it looks like it's going to be – I'm sorry, the 38-yard line. So it's going to be – well, it looks like the official might be here actually marking it at the 37.
That I formation, you know, when you spread out those wide receivers, it makes them loosen a little bit up on the line of scrimmage. They can't get as many people around there. Sometimes it creates a little bit better seam to run that option in.
Well, scoreboard says it's at the 38, but it looks like it's actually at the 37. So it's going to be 3rd and 8 for Mountain Home. 9:24 left to play in the first half. Again, Batesville up 14-7. And now a stoppage of play. It looks like a delay of game. Oh, no, a timeout first. They're a timeout to avoid the delay of game penalty by Mountain Home. We'll take it with them. 9:19 left to play in the first half. It is Batesville on top, 14-7. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Was Stan the man a Hot Springs fan? Legendary batsman Stan Musial's Cardinals didn't hold their spring camp in the Spa City, but he sure spent a lot of time there. Working out with Yogi Berra, betting the ponies with team owner Gussie Bush, and fishing with Hall of Famer Lon Warnke. Musial passed away this year at 92, but he's immortalized with the newest stop on the Hot Springs Historic Baseball Trail. The Spa City is Sports City. Plan your visit today at hotsprings.org.
Well, both teams getting some last-second instructions from their coaching staffs as the Mountain Home calls a timeout to avoid the delay of game penalty. 9:19 left to play in the first half. It is Batesville on top, 14-7. Tonight's game brought to you by Harold Tucker Auto Parts, family-owned and operated for four generations, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years, and by the Salvation Army, as they invite you to bring your kids to their kids' club on Wednesdays or have your teens join them on Thursday for teen night. Be sure and stop by and shop the Salvation Army thrift store, open Monday through Saturday. Salvation Army, doing the most good. So it is 3rd and 8 at the Mountain Home 37. Isaac McKay goes under center, I formation behind him. And he will fake the handoff to Williams and run it to the left side. And, oh, man, he got very close to face mask, but I guess he just avoided it.
Yeah.
And just a hard tackle by Batesville. And it will be down to about the 39-yard line. And so it's going to be fourth down, and Mountain Home's going to have to punt.
Well, that tackle right there, that was awful high up around the neck area right there. And that's not the way you teach it.
So it will be Isaac McKay back to punt for Mountain Home. And for Batesville, it will be Josh Williams back to receive. The punt is in the air. It's a short kick that will go out of bounds at about the 42-yard line of Batesville. And so they'll take over there with 8.5 minutes left to play in the first half.
No, we wanted to kick it away from them. I think we intended to kick it a little bit farther down the field, but, you know, once again, that's pretty good field position when you set up on your own 43-yard line right there.
So they are going to mark the ball at the 43 of Batesville, 1st and 10. Again, 8.5 minutes left to play in the first half. And looks like someone jumped too early for the Pioneers. And flag is down. Here's the call. It is – no, they're going to call
– offsides against the Pioneers. Be a 5-yard
I've never heard of an offsides against the offense.
Yeah, they can line up in the neutral zone. In high school, if you line up in the neutral zone, you don't get a chance to get back. It's a 5-yard penalty right there. The minute they cross that line or that plane, sometimes they'll do it with a hat, with a helmet or a hand. You don't see it called very often.
So we'll be first and 15 for Batesville at their own 38-yard line. And looks like a shotgun this time for the Pioneers. That is Childers with the snap, and he will do a screen pass out to the left side. It goes to about the 46-yard line, 40, maybe 47.
No, they had twins out there to the short side of the field, threw it to the back guy. One receiver was blocking. They brought another guy out of the backfield. The halfback on this side got out there and got a block on the defensive back, and turned into a good play for him.
About an 11-yard game, so they actually mark it at the 49. Of Batesville, so it's going to be a second and four with 8:21 left in the first half. Childers with the snap. He pitches it back to Hall, and he's got the first down and more as he is in the Mountain Home territory to about the 35-yard line.
Well, he does a good job setting up his block, man. Got good speed, good quickness, but he does a real good job of setting up his blocks. He could have outran his blocks that time into the tackle. Did a good job letting those guys in front of him get a body on somebody and finding a seam.
So I believe that's officially a 16-yard gain for Cedric Hall. First down, Batesville, as they have the ball at the Mountain Home 35. 8:13 left to play in the first half. Batesville comes to the line. It's like I formation behind Childers. And now... another stop to play, and looks like Batesville's going to call a timeout. We'll take it with him. 8:13 left to play in the half. Pioneers lead Mountain Home 14-7. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
People often say, have a good day, but if you're living with pain from an accident, a fall, or sports injury, chronic issues like carpal tunnel, or maybe just those weekend warrior aging things, it might not be that good. Knox Orthopedics will help you get the good back so you can enjoy life's adventures. Offering complete diagnostic testing to clearly define the problem and appropriate procedures from surgery to rehab, they'll take you off the disabled list. Knox Orthopedics, orthopedic excellence since 1983.
8:13 left to play in the first half. Mountain Home trailing Batesville 14-7. The Pioneers are driving right now. They have the ball first and 10 at the Bomber 35. Hey, real quickly, I want to let you know, next week Mountain Home's conference opener will be against Jonesboro. Right now the Hurricane are they're trailing Little Rock Catholic 10-7. And that was the last score he had from the first quarter. Well, surprising last week how bad Jonesboro got beat by Conway, 49-18 in that game.
Well, it was. And I thought Conway had a good chance to upset them, but I didn't think they had that good a chance.
Yeah.
I didn't think they were going to be that good at it. But, well, everything went right for them, I guess.
Again, first and 10 for Batesville. And looks like ball goes over to the left side. I believe that was the motion man, Trey Ford, with it. And looks like he's going to have enough for the first down and more as Mountain Home, as he gets to the Mountain Home 17-yard line. It's going to be first down, Pioneers.
Well, that was a good job by the time they got about. They did a good job of getting to the corner by lineman that time. And, boy, they're doing a real good job blocking right there at the point of attack. Their wide receivers and tackles are doing a real good job.
So, again, it's actually marked at the 18, so it's a 17-yard gain for Batesville. And a handoff here for the Pioneers on first down. We'll get to, I think, about the 13-yard line. So it'll be about a 5-yard gain there for the Pioneers.
Cody Anderson in on the tackle that time for the Bombers. I'd much rather see him run up the gut right there than attack us on the corners. And even though we've played some of that wide stuff good, there's so much chance for the big play when they do that.
Well, Batesville coming to the line to split out to the right. Looks like a pistol formation for Batesville. Childers gets the snap, and he hands off to the running back, Could not tell who that was, but he gets inside the five-yard line, and that is a first and goal for the Pioneers, and that was Kedar Floyd with the run on that game.
Boy, here comes the big package in again. Here comes the big 6'3", 260-pound. I think he's a defensive lineman, but he'll line up in the backfield right now.
So first and goal for Batesville at the four-yard line. 7:06 left to play in the first half, and the handoff goes to Floyd again, and he looks like he will get to about the two-yard line.
Well, pretty good job playing that at the point of attack right there, getting low and staying down and keeping him from getting any momentum.
So it'll be second and goal from the two after the two-yard gain by Kedar Floyd. Again, Batesville up 14-7, but they're very close to making this a two-possession game. Batesville comes to the line. It is Childers again under center. I believe an offset eye behind him, and he will pitch to the running back. And he is in the end zone. Touchdown. That was Seth Salter with the run as he gets into the end zone on the left side.
Well, they were on the near hash mark, Matt, and all they did, they put a receiver out all the way on the other side of the numbers and to the wide side and simply pitched to that running back and said, run to the corner till you find a seam, and that's what he did.
6:19 left to play in the first half as Batesville is now up two possessions, and Nelson Romero will come out to try to make it a 14-point game with the extra point. Ten seconds on the play clock. Snap. Here's snap. Holds down, and kick is up and good. 6:19 left in the first half. It is the Mountain Home trailing Batesville 21-7. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
When it comes to cooking meals, drying clothes, heating water, and my home, nothing beats natural gas from CenterPoint Energy. It's my most affordable energy option. It costs less to use than electricity, propane, and heating oil. So if you already have natural gas, keep it. And if you're replacing an appliance, choose it.
At CenterPoint Energy, we're investing in infrastructure to help bring comfort and savings to you. Visit centerpointenergy.com/naturalgasbenefits to learn more. CenterPoint Energy, always there.
Mountain Home Tire and Auto, your Goodyear dealer, is proud to sponsor Bomber Football. We're especially proud of our very own Trey Podwaski. Play hard and play to win. If your vehicle is in need of tires, brakes, alignments, or an oil change, we can also do anything your diesel truck needs from tuning to exhaust. Come see us at 210 South Main Street in Mountain Home. Your Goodyear dealer, Mountain Home Tire and Auto. Go Bombers, go!
And Nelson Romero with the kickoff. He is fielded by Brad Liddy inside the 10. He gets it to the 20, the 25, near the 30-yard line. He is run out of bounds. And Mountain Home with some decent field position to start this drive.
Yeah, I like to see that. When you catch it on the sideline right there on the hash mark or inside the hash mark, and don't try to run across the field, get up the field and make a positive gain out of it. Brad did a good job of setting on one block, getting to the corner a little bit, and then making about 5 yards more on that.
6:13 left in the first half. Again, Mountain Home trailing Batesville 21-7 as they will start this drive at their own 29-yard line. Isaac McKay under center. Looks like the flex bone formation behind him. He'll take the snap, fake to Williams, and try to run to the left side, and he's going to gain maybe a yard on that, but that's it.
Well, just wasn't much there right then.
So second and nine at the 30-yard line for Mountain Home. Less than 6 minutes left to play in this opening half. Mountain Home comes to the line with the again, the flex bone formation behind Isaac McKay. McKay will hand off to the fullback, Junior Williams, and he's going to get to about the 32, 33-yard line.
Batesville just doing a good job staying low there on that defensive front. Not, you know, they don't give you a seam. They stay big, keep the shoulders square, and stay down. And, you know, you got to get your legs up real high to get over them, and sometimes you just can't do that.
So after a three-yard gain, it's going to be 3rd and 6 for Mountain Home at the 33-yard line with 5 minutes left in this first half. We'd like to see Mountain Home score on this drive. You don't really want to go into the locker room down 2 scores. McKay will fake the handoff, and flag is down for Mountain Home. McKay gets it to about the 36-yard line. Let's see what the flag's going to be.
We can't get set. You know, you got to be set. We weren't set at the line of scrimmage at time. We got brought a receiver all the way from one side to the other and just did not get set at the line of scrimmage.
Well, if this is on Mountain Home, Bates will probably decline this penalty because that was third down. Illegal motion or illegal shift, that
illegal
is,
shift.
Against Mountain Home. And Batesville is going to decline the penalty. And so it's going to be a fourth down and I believe about 5 yards.
Yeah, they need to move the chains. What are they doing now? Didn't he decline the penalty?
Yes, he did. That's fourth down.
Well, you should get a result of the play. The play was up there where they first had it.
They must not have declined it.
No, they must have taken the penalty.
That's surprising on third down. So Batesville did accept the penalty, and it's going to be 3rd and 11 at the Mountain Home 28-yard line.
That makes sense. They'd rather have a 3rd and 11. It's going to be 4th and about 2. So
again, a 3rd and 11 for Mountain Home at the 28-yard line. 4.5 minutes left to play in the first half. Batesville up 21-7. Flexbone formation behind Isaac McKay, and he's going to fake the handoff and go back to pass. Throw it to Liddy, well over his head, incomplete, and it's going to be 4th down.
Well, I had him open a little bit, just a little bit overthrown right there.
Liddy is incomplete. It'll be 4th down.
So it's going to make it 4th and 11. At the Mountain Home 28-yard line, and Isaac McKay will be back to punt for the Bombers. Looks like Batesville with two men back to receive. McKay will punt it to his right side. A short kick that will just get across into Batesville territory. And looks like the official's going to mark it at the Batesville 49-yard line.
Well, that's one thing we didn't want to do is give them a short field every time they got it. I believe they've had it at around midfield or shorter every position but one, I think, to start the night, it seemed like.
So it's going to be 1st and 10 for Batesville at their own 49-yard line with 4:10 left to play in this first half. Need to keep Batesville out of the end zone. They don't want to go in the locker room down 3 scores.
No, we don't want to go down 3 scores.
Looks like
good job.
Like Jeffrey was back in at quarterback. He pitches it back, I believe, to Hall, and he's going to gain 1 yard, and that's it.
Well, that was a good tackle that time. We came up, got off that block. That was Luke Foreman that time from defensive end position, defensive tackle, whatever he's playing tonight. They've had to switch him around so much, but he did a good job of getting up the field and making it play.
So, again, it's a 2nd and 9 at the 50-yard line with 3:37 left in the first half. Shotgun this time, and that is Childers back to pass, and the ball is knocked around, incomplete. Good defensive play by Mountain Home there.
Right, that was one of them just throw it up and I'm going to allow jump you balls right there. He just underthrew it a little bit, thank goodness. Defensive back Winfield did a good job of getting up and breaking that pass up.
There is a flag down. Let's see what this is.
There's a flag on the play.
3:28 left in the opening half, and looks like it's going to be against Batesville. It is going to be a legal motion. Against the Pioneers, and Mountain Home's going to decline it.
They'll make it 3rd and about 9 right now. Oh, get ready, come to the lines quick.
And Batesville is coming to the line quick, and
Oh, pitch looks sweep. Like, get out there.
Nope, they're going to stop the play. I don't see a flag down, so I'm not sure what. The officials are getting together to talk about it.
I can't see a flag. I don't know what happened. There's a flag.
Oh, there's the flag.
I ain't never seen one thrown so late before.
Yeah, me either. Another, this one's going to be a false start against Batesville, and Beckham, and they're going to back him up 5 yards, so it's going to be third and 14 at the Batesville 45.
Well, you don't normally see them stop play and talk about it and then throw a flag.
Yeah. So again, third and 14 at the Batesville 45. 3:24 left to play in the first half. Batesville leading at 21-7 in this contest. And I believe that's Childers in the shotgun. He throws a screen pass. It's complete. And it looks like Batesville's going to have enough for the first down. And they will.
Well, that's just throwing it to your big receiver, letting one blocker get out in front of him and asking him to make a play right there. We've got to do a better job of getting out there and recognizing that.
So that's about a 17-yard gain on that play, on that screen pass, and it's going to be first and 10 for Batesville at the Mountain Home of 38. The pitch back. And looks like flag down. That was Kadar Floyd with the run there to about the 37-yard line, so about a yard gain. But let's see what this flag is.
That's got to be on the offense right there, I would think.
Seals on the carry.
It is. It's an illegal motion against Batesville.
You know, what he did, the receiver came out and wanted to mark himself as on the line of scrimmage, and the referee told him to move up. And as he was moving up, they snapped it.
That's funny. So it is going to be backing up 5 yards to the Batesville 43, and it's going to be first and – so to the Mountain Home 43, that is, and first and 15 with 3:05 left in the half.
We decline it?
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's okay. So they decline the penalty, and it's going to be actually a no gain on the play.
All right, now look at this formation right here. Look for something wide to this side of the field. Oh, he moved again.
And no, another flag of a called on Batesville, and this time they're not going to be able to decline that penalty. You got to back them up 5 yards on that.
They probably will this time.
Yeah.
Because it'll be second down.
And it's dead ball. So.
Yeah.
So that's going to back it up to the 43-yard line.
Second down and 15. I'd like to thank everyone who bought.
So it's 2:50 left in the first half as Mountain Home trails Batesville 21-7. Batesville's starting to look a little sloppy right now with the flags.
They are. Once again, look for something to the wide side here. Here they go. Sprint, throw.
And the throw is just a little low. If he had gotten it just a little higher up, that would have been complete.
He didn't set his feet to throw the football. He threw on a run right there and didn't get a good push off, and the ball was short.
So it will be third and 15, I believe, from the Mountain Home 43-yard line. 2:35 left to play in the half. Again, right now, Childers at quarterback, but Batesville is kind of alternating this year between quarterbacks. They've been going between Hayden Childers is his name, and R.J. Jeffrey, who you saw starting the game earlier this evening. So Childers under center, I formation behind him. He's going
to
pitch back to Hall. Now here's the reverse. And that is he's going to be tackled for a loss. A good read by Mountain Home, but it looks like this flag is down. Let's see what this is.
It looked like one of their offensive players grabbed our face mask during that play.
We're just waiting to see what the call is going to be. that if the penalty is declined, it's going to be a loss for Batesville either way.
Yes.
Personal foul against Batesville.
That's grabbing the face mask.
So is it 15 from the end of the run?
Yes.
Okay. So that's going to back Batesville up deeper in their own territory to about the, looks like the Batesville 36-yard line.
Well, just
that's a big break for Mountain
Home.
Yeah,
that's a big break. Just don't give up a big play right now.
So it's going to be fourth down, and Batesville is going to have to punt this football.
No, it's third down.
Oh, they're going to mark it back to third down.
They changed it back to third once we took the penalty.
Oh, okay.
They had already switched it to fourth, thinking we were going to decline.
Okay. So it is going to be third down, and well, the scoreboard's got 15 to go, but it's a lot more than that.
Oh, yeah.
So it's a fourth and 30. So it's third and 30, that is, from the Batesville 36-yard line. And now another stoppage of play. Looks like Coach Max coming out there to talk to the official.
Approximately third and 35 for the Pioneers.
I'm not sure what the what they're talking about right now.
I don't know either.
Yeah.
I think Coach Maddox wanted to decline the penalty.
Okay.
And they marked it off.
Okay. So he is going to decline the penalty. And so that's going to put the ball back at the Mountain Home 48-yard line, which is about a 5-yard loss. So it is going to be fourth down and 20 for Batesville as they're going to have to punt. 2:19 left to play in the first half. It is the Pioneers up on top of the Bombers, 21-7. It will be Saeed Bernal back to punt, and Liddy will field it for Mountain Home, and he does field it inside the 10, and he's right to the 15, to the 20, the 25. I believe another flag is down, but Liddy is going to be tackled out of bounds at the 27.
We did a good job setting the block up and getting outside right there, but I think they're going to call it a hold.
Let's see what they officially call this. Personal foul against Mountain Home, I believe.
I didn't see a personal foul. I thought maybe a hold, but I didn't see a personal foul.
So looks like the flag is going to be marked at about the 17-yard line, and that's going to be half the distance to the goal. With 1:58 left to play in the first half. Tonight's game is brought to you by ASC Warranty, celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans. And so they're going to walk this football back, I believe, to about the 9-yard line. After the penalty, again, it's half the distance to the goal. So it's they're going to mark it actually at the 8-yard line. So it's going to be a first down and 10 for Mountain Home with 1:58 left in the half.
Well, this last 3 or 4 minutes has taken forever to play.
It really has. So it is Isaac McKay under center, flexbone formation behind him. And he's going to hand off to Junior Williams, the fullback, who is still running. And he gets to about the 14-yard line, which will be about a 6-yard gain.
Somebody call timeout.
And yep. Batesville called timeout. We'll take it with them. 1:51 left to play in the first half. It is Batesville leading Mountain Home 21-7. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Want to be a doctor, lawyer, social worker? Arkansas students are guaranteed that general studies associate of arts degrees from a 2-year college like SAU Tech will transfer to public 4-year colleges. Take basic core classes all colleges require at SAU Tech. College algebra, comp 1 and 2, literature, Save money and time. The General Studies degree is also provided online. SAU Tech has on-campus housing for students who want to move away from home and start living the college life. Start with us first. Call 870-574-4500 or go to sautech.edu.
1:51 left to play in the first half. Mountain Home with the ball, second and six at the second and four, that is, at the 14-yard line, their own 14. With, again, 1:51 left. Tonight's game is brought to you by Arvest Bank. The Arvest mobile app for iPhone, iPad, and Android allows you to check your balance, transfer funds, pay bills, and deposit checks from all from your smartphone. Again, the ball at the 14-yard line. Mountain Home comes to the line. Isaac McKay under center. Flexbone formation behind him. McKay will fake the handoff and keep it, and he's tackled for a loss of about 5 yards.
What was that? You know, had a little miscommunication with the fullback at time, and then got a little penetration, and Isaac had to step around the defender and got caught from the backside, so... That play was doomed from the very beginning.
So it's Batesville's going to take another timeout. We'll take it with them. 1:45 left in the half. It is the Pioneers leading Mountain Home 21-7. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
How many of you listening want to improve your job status, your earning potential? But secondary education has always been a dream because you already work full-time. ASU Mountain Home offers online blended courses, which provide online classes and face-to-face instructors. You can train for a new job while holding down your old one. And with the mechatronics, programming, nursing, other degrees, you'll get a sustainable career that's in great demand right now. Classes start soon. What are you waiting for? Apply online at asumh.edu. Your future starts now.
1:45 left to play in the opening half of Mountain Home, trailing Batesville by 21-7. And I believe for those of you over in the Yellow area, the Yellow Sun Panthers trailing Atkins 15-0. Second quarter, Sonny? Second quarter. So again, Mountain Home with the ball, 3rd and 9 at their own 10-yard line. Isaac McKay comes under center. Flexbone formation behind him once again.
Oh, no.
And flag is down, and it looks like Mount Tom's going to have to back up and have to distance the goal once again.
You can't come out of a timeout with
illegal substitution.
We broke the huddle with 12 guys. One had to get off the field. You got to be smarter than that when you come out of a timeout.
Yep. So too many men on the field for Mountain Home. They'll have to back up half the distance to the goal, so they will have the ball at their own 5-yard line.
Now you just don't want to turn it over right here. Look for something simple.
3rd and 14 at the Mountain Home 5. McKay takes a snap, fakes the handoff to Junior Williams, and has not a bad game, but they had too far to go, and it's fourth down. Mountain Home's going to have to punt.
Well, they will punt. That gives them a little bit more breathing room. You don't ever like a punt from your end zone. That'll get it out to where we punt from the green instead of the blue and gold.
So that was a gain of 9 yards, but again, Mountain Home will have to punt as it is a 4th and 7. Actually, it's a gain of 8 yards. I thought they marked it at 14 for a moment, but it looks like it's the 13. So, Isaac McKay back to punt. One man back to receive this time. I believe that's Cedric Hall. McKay gets the snap off, gets the punt off, that is, and it's going to roll out of bounds. And let's see where the official marks it. It's going to be inside Mountain Home territory.
That's Isaac's best punt of the night. Batesville did a good job of getting a rush on it, but Isaac did a good job of getting the ball away, and that was got a good roll and the best punt for him tonight.
So it's going to go to the Mountain Home 45-yard line, and Batesville with 56 seconds to try to go 45 yards. Broadcast tonight is brought to you by Mountain Home Tire and Auto Service, your good dealer, Goodyear dealer on Main Street in Mountain Home, providing anything your vehicle needs, nothing it doesn't. 1st and 10 for Batesville at the Mountain Home 45-yard line. Back to pass is Childers, and he gets a complete. Couldn't see who that was, and he is tackled into about the 25-yard line. First down, Batesville with 44 seconds, and he gets out of bounds. Smart for the Pioneers as they stop the clock.
Takes the ball down to about the 26-yard line. It is the first down. Then he was there for the ball.
So that's a 19-yard gain on the pass play. So it is first and 10 for Batesville at the 26-yard line. Again, 44 seconds. The clock has stopped after Batesville gets out of bounds. They believe they still have one timeout left. It is Childers in the shotgun, and he's back to pass, and he completes it to Hall, a screen pass to Hall, and he is able to get into inside the 15-yard line. First down, Batesville, with 31 seconds left.
This is just a two-minute offense, it looks right here. They spread you out wide to one side with two receivers, and they run a little F-looking route out there, and quarterback sprints, and he picks out whichever one's open, and normally it's the short receiver, which he's thrown to the last couple of times.
Well, that pass to Cedric Hall goes 13 yards. So, again, it is a Mountain Home. It is at balls at the Mountain Home 13. First and 10 for Batesville with 30 seconds left. I guess he did get out of bounds because the clock is stopped. Childers back to pass once again. And the pass was knocked away. Is it picked off?
No,
not quite.
Good job keeping this line of scrimmage. I couldn't tell who got their hands up in front of it. He was forming a craft one. Got their hands up.
It was good defense. You're absolutely right, Bob, by Mountain Home. So, with the incomplete pass, it is second and 10 at the 13. That play took 8 seconds off the clock. I'm sorry, 5 seconds. They put 3 seconds more back on the clock.
Yeah, the referee came over and told him to.
Someone yelling out towards the clock, man. About the time put back on the clock. The fake to the running back. Childers is back to pass. No one there.
Running back never got back. Running back made a block over there. Was supposed to get outside down the sidelines and never got there.
So that makes it third and 10 at the Mountain Home 13-yard line with 17 seconds left to go in the first half. So that took 8 seconds off the clock. Just as I say that, they'll put more time back on, I'm afraid. So, again, third and 10 at the 13 for Batesville. Childers goes under center, I formation behind him. Two wide receivers split out to the right. And he is going to fake the handoff, almost sacked, but he's able to get away. And his pass is knocked away by Mountain Home, incomplete. Fourth down with 9 seconds left.
Once again, I can't see who that was. Looked like number 25 that time. That was Logan Krim that knocked that away.
Mm-hmm. So it looks like Batesville will try to attempt the field goal. Looks like that will be about a 30-yard field goal attempt. For Batesville with 9 seconds left to play in the half. Actually 29-yard attempt for Nelson Romero. The snap is there. The kick, the hold is down. Kick is up, and it is good. So with 4 seconds left in the first half, it is Batesville leading Mountain Home 24-7. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Concern for community is one of the 7 cooperative principles North Arkansas Electric Cooperative follows. Members who want to help our community can join the co-op's Operation Roundup program. Your bill will be rounded up to the next even dollar. That spare change will help fund college scholarships and donations to local organizations. Stop by NAEC's office or call 870-425-2141 to join Operation Roundup today.
Do you suffer chronic pain but don't know where to turn for help? Interventional pain management can help. Doctors Chapman, Kraft, and Tilley are pain management physicians specializing in non-surgical management of chronic pain. Whether you suffer neck pain, back pain, neuropathy, or arthritis pains, there is help out there. New patients are being accepted in Mountain Home and Harrison locations today. Call 508-5900 for more information.
Interventional pain management is a department of Baxter Regional Medical Center.
4 seconds left to play in this first half. Nelson Romero back to kick off after he kicked a 29-yard field goal to make it 24-7 Batesville. Romero will kick it high and short, and looks like a fair catch will be called by Mountain Home at about the 20-yard line. And Mountain Home is going to take over there from there with 4 seconds left to play in the half. Well, You did give up some points on that drive, but you did keep him out of the end zone.
Kept him out of the end zone. You know, they had a first real good couple pass plays to open that last drive, and we did a good job adjusting to it and coming back, and they didn't get the receiver out of the backfield on the throwback route, which was good, and then we defended the pass pretty well, got a hand up and knocked it down.
Broadcast tonight brought to you by Dr. Tom Knox in practice in Mountain Home since 1983 at Knox Orthopedics. Also, Dr. Russ Rawls and Dr. Jason McConnell of Knox Orthopedics at Number 3 Medical Plaza are proud to support the Bombers. So, Mountain Home and in a wishbone formation, and they're just going to take a knee, and that's going to wrap up this first half of action. So after two quarters of play, our score, Mountain Home, trailing Batesville, that is, 24-7. We will start the Acumen Audio halftime show in just a moment. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
There's a new spirit in Pine Bluff, and it's contagious. Plans are being made for a revitalized downtown and exciting events that will once again make the historic city the hub of South Arkansas. Pine Bluff Rising is working to empower citizens of the city and move concepts to action. When Pine Bluff again thrives, it will be good for all of Arkansas. Want to keep up with the progress of Pine Bluff Rising? Like us on Facebook and watch daily as a new Pine Bluff rises.
Loans are made by WebBank. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
I was making great progress on building my savings, but then I get hit with an unexpected car repair bill.
Keeping a close eye on my credit score allowed me to buy my first house, but an unexpected medical emergency set me back.
When the unexpected happened, Avant was there to help. If you need to borrow $1,000 to $35,000, try Avant. It's fast, simple, and transparent.
Everything is done online. There are no prepayment fees, and no collateral is required. And you can instantly check your rate with no impact to your credit score.
Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a loan through Avant. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. And now, Avant will give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your rates and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 2929 when applying. That's